face with San Francisco's front seven?
Oh, you know, we got a good defense. We're getting ready to play. So, you know, we're just doing everything we can. You know, day one here, getting ready to do the best we can in practice to play these guys. And, you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to have fun today. We're going to have fun tomorrow. We're going to have fun the rest of the week just preparing for these guys. And it's a good defense we're playing. We're getting ready.
So even though you may not necessarily be the official starter, what do you have to do from the preparation perspective just in case you may have to go ahead and
I have to do everything any other offensive lineman would have to do. I have to be, you know, anything could happen. So I've got to be prepared just as good as, you know, the front five do. So, you know, I'd go through and do everything exactly the same. You know, I study just as hard. I work just as hard at practice to refine my techniques and stuff like that. And, you know, I just prepare just as hard as everybody else does.
From a center perspective, how much does it go into where you may have to adjust calls, you may have to...
Mm-hmm. It is a lot to it. You know, each defense every week has a little bit of a different thing they like to do. You know, so we take our game plan for the week and tweak it a little bit. And, you know, it's a lot of mental adjustments and stuff for centers. And just keep going through it over the week, going through it, and just getting prepared to have some fun.
How difficult can it be at the center spot to where not only are you going to snap the ball, you may have to make a call, you may have to do a reach step, you may have to do it all at the same time?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. It's fun, though. You know, it's you get a lot of pressure. You know, every play starts with you. You know, you have the ball in your hand every single play. So it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. And, you know, that's what I like playing center for.
Now, you said you got to check out the Royals game last night. What did you think of that?
Yeah, it was a heck of a game. I watched it with my wife and my sons. I was trying to explain to my three-year-old, you know, how you play baseball. But, you know, they got the attention span of a three-year-old, so he's all over the place. So that was tough. So, you know, I just enjoyed it as much as I could and you know, stayed up for the whole thing and watched it and finally got to go to bed after the Royals were done kicking some butt.
Yeah. So for you, I mean, how much does that kind of fuel you to see that and kind of want that for this town?
It's good. You know, it's awesome having, you know, so much energy in the city, you know, after Monday night, and then Tuesday night is, you know, an energetic 2 days of Kansas City sports. So, you know, you feel that energy and you just take all that, you know, success that's happening and you just try to capture it and keep rolling with it.
Yeah, and have you experienced something like that before to where, like, the Royals clinch that night, you guys have a big Monday night game, and then they have a wild card game like that? Have you experienced that in the city before?
You know, I haven't. You know, I'm from Pittsburgh, and you know, Pittsburgh, you know, at one point was called the City of Champions, you know, so that was a little bit past my time. So, you know, my generation hasn't gotten to experience anything like that. You know, so it feels, you know, that kind of felt good, kind of, you know, having a good two nights of Kansas City sports felt good.
Now, and how did it feel to know that you're witnessing history that's been 29 years in the making?
It's incredible. You know, the Pirates made their first playoff run in I think 20 years last season. So, you know, it was kind of cool to have some, you know, hometown pride about that. But to see, you know, Kansas City, my new home, you know, experiencing the exact same thing, it's phenomenal.